Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The horn sounds.
Catching up with Coonan is fueled by Georgia Natural Gas. Georgia Natural Gas keeps it simple with great rates and reliable service. So get our lowest rate of the year at GNG.com. Because these days, simple is just what you need. And Kumho Tire, proud partner of the Atlanta Hawks.
All right, let's talk about our Hawks. Let's talk about our star, shall we? Trey Young, who's been in the news this week.
Nine is more than three.
Yeah, thank you, Pat Beverly. Steve Coonan, how are you doing this Friday?
Depends on how this goes.
Well, it's going to go great.
Yeah. We had Trey's back on this. Yeah.
Well, unless Mike asks you something that you can't answer.
Well, yeah, that's fine.
We just started the interview. Let's see where it goes.
It's early.
Well, let's start there because Trey doesn't respond to a whole lot of this stuff. He's been criticized outside of our marketplace by tons of folks. But this was one of his peers in Pat Beverly. And we did a whole spill on this yesterday, Steve, and played the audio from both guys in Trey's rebuttal, which I thought was perfect. But what's your take on this? Because I think for me, if Pat Beverly, you know, Mike said it, made something of nothing. And now this has turned into, you know, what Trey is and what he isn't. And he's made it personal.
Yeah, I mean, my takeaway is Pat Beverly was looking for clicks.
Right.
And figured, where can I be outrageous? And, you know, Patricia Beverly just shouldn't mess with Trae Young. Four-time All-Star. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Trae doesn't need to even defend himself to him. I mean, he's right. Playing like in Lithuania or something like that. So,
yes.
Everybody knows what Trae is.
Right.
Everybody knows what Pat Beverly is, and he's picked many fights with both teammates and other guys in the league. So, it's, you know, there's that old saying, all publicity is good publicity.
Right.
So I guess that's what they subscribe to.
Right. Just going for some clickbait. For those who didn't see it, it was such a strange argument to even turn into something. It was about effort during, like, All-Star game, right, Carl, compared to, like, summer practices or summer league. It was like, what the? It was a very...
Yeah.
Very, I don't know, obtuse argument. Either way, we love what Trey's been doing. The question now is, can we get to a locked-in playoff spot with a team, which arguably, and this is where we can have a conversation about what you guys have done in the offseason. This is the best team, certainly on paper, that Trey has played with, Steve, since he's become a Hawk.
Yeah, I think the 2001 team had a nice mix of veterans also. But I like what we've done. And know who really matters in liking what we've done? Vegas.
Right.
And Vegas right now has us, you know, 47-plus wins and slotted for fourth in the East, which locks us into the playoff slot and home court advantage. Do we know if they're going to be right? No, there's too many variables, an injury, a this, a that. But I think everyone's really pleased with the roster. You know, Porzingis was amazing in EuroLeague.
Right.
Reese Shea just looks like a different guy. Jalen's health is incredibly important. And Trey's leadership and, you know, dynamic passing, I think, along with, let's not forget, Dyson Daniel, who was
all defense.
Comeback player of the year last year and number two in defensive player of the year. So there's a lot of positive things that are going on for the Hawks, including ticket sales are flying out the door, and people are feeling really good about their Atlanta Hawks and, let's bring it, their Atlanta Falcons.
Right on.
Trading Kobe Bufkin this week. Can you say anything about how this team views, you know, I know you're talking about all the personnel, but a lot of people were saying, all right, wait a minute. Weren't we, you know, grooming him to be a backup point guard behind Trey? He goes to the Nets, by the way, for cash considerations as he's traded from the Hawks, a guy that we drafted a few years ago.
You know, Kobe's a terrific young man, but he really isn't a natural point guard. He's much more of a two and a scorer. And we've got, I don't want to spoil any of Coach Snyder's surprises, but we've got several people who can handle the ball and bring up the ball. And it's better for Kobe. You know, one of the things that we really don't talk about is you're not going to, he's coming into his third year. You're not going to be able to be, you know, effective in free agency if you don't play. And so Brooklyn's going to give him a chance to take the court where there were several guys in front of him in Atlanta. So we wish him nothing but the best. He's a terrific, terrific young guy. But he wasn't a natural point guard.
Okay. So I know that Terrence Mann technically would be on the depth chart, but other guys, as to Steve's point, can handle the rock, bringing it up the court. Hey, some big news for the Falcons, guys. A major cut today. We'll tell you about that coming up at 5 o'clock. Steve Coonan is with us as we kick it with Steve Coonan. So basically, is this a move just to pair salary, or shall we expect another move between now and the season?
I think it's a move to honor a player, to make sure he has an opportunity to grow his career. You know, Kobe, between his injuries and playing G League, really hasn't – I don't think he's played more than a handful of NBA games.
Yeah.
And when you look at the depth of our roster, which we were just talking about, how positive people are feeling about it, there wasn't a tremendous amount of opportunity. So you want to make sure you work with the players' agents and you find them a place to go where they can make an impact. So we do have a trade exception for us for that, and it gives us some opportunities. So I don't know if we'll do it now or mid-season. But we have opportunities, we have flexibility, and we have a trade exception. So I don't think you can ask for more than that.
Okay.
Want to go back and ask your opinions. Last week we were all excited for the Georgia-Tennessee game. Steve, one of the best games we've seen in a very long time in college football, period.
Yeah.
And your feelings on your dogs?
Well, my feelings on my dogs is that the way winners win. You know, I mean, I might be a teeny bit prejudiced, but a lot of teams would have quit. A lot of teams wouldn't have believed. A lot of teams, you know, would not have had the ability to look that adversity in the eye, whether it was a 21-7 in the first quarter or, you know, them driving down the field in the fourth for the winning field goal. You feel sorry for that kid.
Oh,
I truly do. We a lot of times forget they are kids. Very young men.
Yeah.
And I do feel sorry for him because I'm sure he hasn't had a great week with social media. But that said, winners win, and nobody knows how to win better than Kirby Smart.
And the thing is to see, and Kirby said it himself, you know, that Gunnar Stockton, he kind of grew up in that game. And by the way, Tennessee, I mean, it's not like it's a death sentence, Steve. They could come back and be in the college football playoff. If your loss is a one-point loss to Georgia, or I said a one-possession loss in overtime, that's not the worst resume builder.
No. It was a 3-point loss, to be technically correct. But, you know, they started strong, which is important, but how you finish is everything. And that you just got to hand it to Georgia to win that game. I mean, even Kirby came off the field a little down and said they deserve to win the game. I'm sure Tennessee took great consolation in.
Yeah, I just feel like you learn things about your team, and we needed to see that with this particular version of the Dogs, and it was one of those wins that, you know, I think gave them a lot of confidence. Now moving forward, we'll see what they do against Alabama. They're off this week. It's Steve Coonan joining us here on Dukes and Bell, guys. Hawks CEO, and all right, before, you know, we get out of here, obviously we're talking about the Falcons too, and are you impressed with what you've seen thus far?
I am impressed with Falcon defense. I was impressed with the two rookies coming off the edge. I was impressed with the way that they literally manhandled Minnesota. I would have liked the offense to have a little more rhythm and spark rather than, you know, all field goals at the very end. But, you know, this was not a Falcon game like we've seen in the last couple of years where it's 38-35. This was a beatdown of Minnesota, and that's exciting. We go into Carolina. I hope we, you know, can avoid a bit of a letdown, which is natural after you come off a Sunday night football game. But I think that the Falcons' defense is really growing up right before our eyes.
All right. You heard it from Steve Koonin. He's a non-plus Georgia fan who comes to expect to win games like that in Tennessee, and he's not looking for a letdown this week in Georgia against
Carolina. Mike. That's outstanding.
And again, that wasn't the Hawks just being cheap and trying to cut salary. They're trying to...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Give Bufkin another opportunity, Carl.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah.
Hopefully he takes advantage of it. Hopefully we are looking forward to the start of the season. Believe it or not, training camp right around the corner for our Hawks. And October, right, it'll be here, guys. Steve, have a great weekend. Enjoy, and we will talk to you next week.
I look forward to it. Have a great weekend, guys.
All right, good stuff.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.